There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to 24 Hours in Rugby League. Not a heap of news to dive into this morning, but a little bit going on. Now we heard that the Storm prelim final, they announced a time for that the other day and it was going to clash with the AFL grand final, which has just got NRL written all over it. Thankfully, common sense has prevailed. The Melbourne Storm prelim final, it has switched to an afternoon kickoff, so it will not be clashing with the AFL grand final. So you're in for one hell of a Saturday afternoon of sport. On that Saturday, when is that? Next week. So really looking forward to that one. Thankfully, the NRL have made a good decision here. It's these sort of things that tend not to be the NRL's strong point, realistically. Graham Annesley, he's cleared the Roosters of field goal blocking, but open to reviewing the rule. And this is what we said yesterday. Like, this sort of stuff happens all the time. And I understand, I don't think it's fair what the Roosters did, but the rules are sort of a little bit murky at the moment. I think they need to have a black and white rule, rather. Whatever it might be, they need to change it. They need to get this sorted out because this has been my biggest problem with the field goal forever. There are so many little things that are so hard to rule on because there's such grey areas. There's the markers being square. Then there's the blockers. Then there's the attacking of the player that's kicking the ball. Then there's the guys that are onside and offside. There's so many things for a referee to take in that 1 or 2 seconds that it happens at top speed, and we all expect him to be looking at all four of those things at the exact same time, and if he gets any of them wrong, he's an idiot and he should be sacked. It's a real grey area, and I think that the NRL really needs to crack down on this because it is the hallmark of our game a lot of the time. Unfortunately, games come down to field goals, the big important games, they come down to field goals, and all of a sudden we just enter this grey area of absolutely anything can happen, anything can go, and referees are too scared to, you know, make a hard call on these ones because people are going to blow up after and they're going to watch it in slow motion and say, oh yeah, but this, when the referees, they don't have one as good sight of what's happening as you guys do. You got an aerial vision provided by X amount of cameras, and they don't do it in slow motion either. They don't get to pause and see who's straight, who's in line, who's got a direct line. Who, you know, they don't get to see those sort of things. It all happens so quickly. In the meantime, they're actually trying to watch to see if the field goal goes over the bar. There's a lot that goes on in these moments. They're making sure their guys are onside. They're making sure markers are square. They're making sure blockers aren't in the direct line, which they're not in the direct line, so it's near impossible to see. There's so much that goes on in these moments, and I think the NRL really do need to make this a lot clearer because it ends up being the referees that get bagged for it, and I think you've got to understand just how hard their job is. It's not easy. Sammy Verrills, he's challenging his grading at the judiciary in a bid to avoid his ban. Now, normally when I say the Roosters go to challenge these, most of the times they have them right. They only challenge if they know they're going to get offered. This one, interesting. Obviously, if Sammy Verrills does get suspended, their hooking stocks become very, very slim. You'll probably see Adam Kieran jump in there, but that's only if they have someone that can jump out in the centres to replace him. So you might see Marshy come in. So a bit hard to get a read on this one. I think he will get off personally, but we'll have to see how it plays out with Sammy Verrills. Guys, that's about all your news from the last 24 hours. There hasn't been a heap going on. We're waiting for team list to come out this afternoon. So really looking forward to that, to see the four teams that are named this week for finals week two. Plenty more content coming today on the Rugby League Guru podcast. About 11 o'clock, we're dropping a podcast, which was sent in by one of my listeners, a question asking me, do you think you could build a 17 out of the bottom eight teams that could win this competition? And I've got a pretty good side here, but I've got to be honest with you, I'm still not sure if they'd be able to win this comp still. So we'll touch on that at about 11 o'clock. Stay tuned for that, guys.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.